answer to 1984, 1976. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Wild times we're living in, man. I've been around for a long time, never seen a trip like this before. I want to talk a little bit before I go into, we made our trend forecast for the presidential reality show. To me, is all it is. And again, in trend forecasting, it's not what you like. It's not what you want. It's not what you wish for. It's what is. So we call the trends for what they are, not the way we want them to be. On the market front, yeah, you see the Dow's down, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ's up a little bit. They're going to do everything they can to keep the markets rising between now and the next 100 days for the presidential reality show. The Democrats will do everything they can to keep boosting the market, which also means lowering interest rates. So they're going to lower them in the run-up to the election. They do it all the time, and they're going to do it again. They're going to do everything they can to boost the economy. The problems that can confront them, we're the only ones talking about. And that is the office building bust that's going to bring down the banks, the bandits. And there are a couple of articles that came out in the past week, just talking a little bit about it. Blackstone's battered mortgage funds slumps as empty offices intensify pressure. Yeah, that's from Reuters. Yeah, no kidding. We've been saying this for how long? The latest signs of mounting woes in commercial real estate. Analysts are predicting more weakness for lenders and owners in the sector as American workers maintain their pandemic-era remote work habits. Not pandemic-era. Slime ball politicians, moronic lockdown mandates that locked up the country and caused the office building bust. Total BS. But what do you have? An office vacancy rate? Nobody there. Nobody there in San Francisco. What, almost 35%? It was about 3.5% before the COVID war that people call a pandemic. It was not, the pandemic was a made up word. These are the facts. You only get the facts in the Trends Journal. The World Whore Organization, oh no, no, excuse me. The World Health Organization called it a pandemic on March 11th, 2020, when the grand total of 4,219 people died. Out of 8 billion. Got it? Wasn't a pandemic. 99.3% of the people are still alive. Oh, and the Black Plague hit. What do they say? About 60% of Europe was wiped out. I'm going back to this because this is serious. There's going to be a banking crisis, the likes of which no one is talking about other than us. It's one of your top trends for 2024. And what about gold prices? Oh, they're only now about, what, $2,380 an ounce? Yeah. The lower interest rates go, the higher gold prices go. Listen, we're going to take a break. And again, we're going to have a lot to talk about, very important. And most of all, support InfoWars. Keep the truth alive.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And as I said, do everything you can to support InfoWars. Because they're doing everything they can to support you. They have a great staff. Everybody there works so hard to bring you the best that they can. And we're going to talk about some of the articles that are being featured on InfoWars today. They're very trend-worthy. You know, go back. Let's look at the headlines coming out on the mainstream media and the business news. McDonald's executives acknowledged Monday that diners consider the company's prices too high. Diners. That to me ain't dining, man. Woo. I like to dine fine with fine wine and fine ladies and fine times, you know. This ain't fine dining. It's junk food. And that's what America looks like. As I said, when I was a young guy, they had a thing called the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. They went out of business. You don't have to step right up and see the fat man or the tattooed lady. They're everywhere now. So going back to this, the people can't afford it. Again, all things are connected in trend forecasting. So I'm going back because I'm going to talk about who's going to win the presidential reality show. And the markets have a lot to do with it. So you're looking at the average consumer is suffering. They hit hard. And again, the numbers are all here. You got, it's one company after another coming down with poor info. Stellantis NV's earnings plummeted in the first 6 months of the year. One car company after another, Tesla's profits drop 45% as sales cool. U.S. tech slide deepens after big names fail to hit targets. Struggling German economy drags down Eurozone growth. It's global. GM delays electric vehicle build out and sign of weakening demand. Yeah, one of our top trends for 2024 is EVs go F you. It ain't happening. And then again, you got to look at the data coming in. And it's the luxury sales down across the board. So the fish rots from the head down. So that's what we report in the Trends Journal. It's not only hurting at McDonald's, it's hurting all over. So they're going to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates goes, the deeper the dollar falls. And this is the beginning, by the way, of the death of the dollar. The lower the dollar falls, the higher gold prices rise. Again, when you're looking at the electric vehicles, we've been saying since 2017 in your Trends Journal that these are not an answer to the problem. The battery was invented in 1800 Capisce? Look at these stupid big things. Oh, and they're so clean with all that lithium and all those other things you got to pump into them. So they're going down. And again, so too is the office building bust. Deutsche Bank became a punching bag for investors last week because the bank's U.S. stocks fell nearly 10% after Germany's biggest lender reported its lowest net income since the 2019 crisis. And a lot of it has to do with office building failures. They can't pay their loans. So going back, it's not only consumers at the bottom. More than 60% of respondents to a recent LendingTree survey said they have cut back their fast food spending because it's too expensive. And again, you look at the luxury sales. Gucci owner Kering's results hit by revamp. China malaise spreads to luxury sector. It's one after another. And then going back to the office building bust, this is an article in the Wall. I can't say the right word. It begins with an S and H and has an I and a T in it. Journal. This is how they report the office building bust without reporting it. DC office markets struggle to persist. The district's office vacancy rate rose to a new high of 24.4% in the second quarter. They go on to say that in the first quarter, about 39% of Washington's office loans were scrutinized, or securitized rather, were either in default or at risk. So we're talking about 40%. 40% of the office loans are at risk. This should be big news. I'm showing you the way they play it down. According to the credit research firm KBRA Analytics, the seventh highest rate in the country. Now, wait a minute. They have the seventh highest rate? How about the rest of the article talking about the other six? Who are the other six? What are their vacancy rates? And what are the failures on the loans? Screw you, Salenti. We're not going to tell you. We're prostitutes. We got to keep the game going. So, brings us back to the presidential reality show. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Harris's past hints at economic policy. She is focused on low-income workers, women, and small business. Yep. Harris blasts Trump vision as one of chaos, fear, and hate in fiery teachers' union speech. This was last Thursday. Again, I want to make this 100% clear. I don't like either of them. They don't represent me. Last person I voted for president was Ron Paul. I'm a political atheist. To me, the Republicans and the Democrats are a crime syndicate. I only call it the way it is. Again, it's not what you like as a trend forecast or what you want, what you wish for. I'm not selling anything except the truth and trends. So I want to make this 100% clear. So, in this moment, we're in the fight for our most fundamental freedoms, Harris said in a keynote address to the American Federation of Teachers. Bring it on, she said before the audience began loudly chanting that same phrase. And listen to what they write. And listen to what she said. Harris contrasted her agenda of abortion rights LGBTQ, MOUSC, whatever else, gun control, support for organized labor, and student debt relief with the policies of the Republican nominee, Trump, and his allies on those issues. Again, it's not what you... All right, now you see how she's dancing like that? And you see how everybody else is? Hate it, love it, don't like it? People like that better than Trump coming out and... Rah, 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 rah. All right? She's playing the game. It's a game. It's a reality show. She comes out smiling, dancing, feeling good, bringing up... Trump is... All right? He has an audience for that. She has a bigger audience for the other thing. Again, we only call it like we see it. So, all the Trump lovers, I don't want to hear your crap. I'm just putting out the facts. If you don't, if the facts are wrong, let us know. But if it's not what you believe, I don't give a damn. Well, you don't believe in my God? How dare you not believe in my God? Well, there's only 4,000 religions. I'll tell you which God to believe in. Anyway, going back. This is our special trend alert that we sent out to subscribers on Thursday. Kamala Harris 2024. The Trends Journal's May 2022 trend forecast. We made this forecast back in May of 2022. The facts are in your Trends Journal. And by the way, I forgot all about this. We wrote about abortion in this week's Trends Journal. I had my assistant look it up, and then Harris popped up. And I'm going to go back to why we made this forecast back in 2022. I thought they were going to pick Gavin Newsom. I was wrong. But I said they're going to get rid of Biden. I said they were going to get rid of Biden. They were going to replace. And I forgot all about this. We wrote about this again over 2 years ago in May of 2022. The Trends Journal had forecast that Joe Biden would step down and Kamala Harris would run for president in 2024. And now we forecast minus a wild card. You never know the wild card that could be played. If market crashes, Trump wins, something like that. Minus a wild card, such as a stock market crash, Harris will beat Donald Trump in the race to the White House. This was our 17 May 2022 trend forecast. Quote, Harris has aspirations to be president of the United States, and she knows that her boss is an unpopular president who is 79 years old. Again, this is going back 2 years ago. She wants to be the party standard bearer and needs to start making a name for herself if she hopes to run for president again. Being that the Biden administration is viewed as ineffective in bringing down inflation and boosting the economy, you ready? This is what we forecast. Harris will seize upon abortion rights because there seems to be only two things she can use to unite her front. Again, this is going back to 2022, the midterm elections. The Ukraine war support and pro-abortion. Okay. Now, why did we write about this back then? About her coming out and supporting the Ukraine war and pro-abortion, because we wrote what a hypocrite she was. So just to make it clear, to any dope that thinks I believe in this clown. We made it clear what a hypocrite she was, because here she is. My body, my choice. My body, my choice. And I said, hey, how about my body, my choice? I don't want to get the COVID jab that you're promoting and the gang behind you that are destroying people's lives because they won't get the Operation Warp Speed gene therapy inoculation. How about my body, my choice? That's why we wrote about it. Screw you, Salenti. You have no choice. Oh, only women have a choice. Why, how sexist of you. How sexist. My body, my choice, but not my body, my choice when it comes to getting the COVID jab, you fraud. Oh, she was out there pumping that jab, man. Pumping that jab. Oh, if you don't get it, you're going to kill everybody around you. Yeah. Kamala crap. So, again, we call it like we see it. Not what you like, not what you want, what is. That's why we wrote this article. And another reason. We had also forecast that despite Joe Biden's low approval rating during the 2022 midterm election season, the Republicans would lose the opportunity to have a strong House majority, which they did lose because of their anti-abortion platform. And that Kamala Harris, ready, this is a quote, as the Democratic heir, H-E-I-R with quotes on it, would seize upon the opportunity, which she did. In our May 2022 Trends Journal, we wrote in our trend post, quote, Harris, no doubt, is thrilled to finally have a topic that resonates with Americans who are growing increasingly frustrated with the Biden administration. A newly released CBS News YouGov poll found that nearly 8 in 10 voters say conditions in the U.S. are going somewhat or very badly, and 56% disapprove of how Biden is handling the presidential duties. Remember, this is our trend post from May of 2022. These numbers do not bode well for Harris, who theoretically is heir to the Democratic Party. So she's latching on the topic that resonates with single-issue voters and core constituencies. Remember what I said. Single-issue voters. That's what it's all about. And core constituencies. Again, there is no better single issue than abortion. Again, this is from our trend post. Gerald Celente has long said that when all else fails, they take you to war. In electoral politics, the Democrats going into the midterm elections, that saying could be edited to, quote, when all else fails, they bring up abortion rights. There you got it. We go on to say, a political atheist, again, Slenty says it's not what you want, what you wish for, what you believe in. We're trend forecasters. It's what is. Now let's go on. When Donald Trump picked J.D. Vance as VP, I said on Alex Jones, I was doing the show that Monday when they announced it, I said, this is a bad pick. And I only gave one reason why, and now there are more. I said, you don't get a guy from a state that you won big. Trump won Ohio big over Biden in 2020. You should have got somebody from a swing state that you need, like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. You don't. That was what I said. should have picked a candidate that would have helped him in a swing state. Now, making a bad pick much worse, Salenti said that, quote, Vance being so anti-abortion and pro-life is going to make them lose the presidential election. Indeed, Vance has been highly criticized for his recent comment calling women without children, quote, a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. Now let's go back to Trump. On the Trump side of abortion, according to previous statements, Harris will blast him for his stance. Indeed, we wrote in our 30 May 2023 Trends Journal Trend Post, quote, Trump has called himself, quote, the most pro-life president in the American history, and his Supreme Court appointments overturned Roe versus Wade. Trump took credit, quote, for killing the law that had been placed for 50 years, quote, after 50 years of failure, with nobody coming even close, I was able to kill Roe versus Wade, much to the shock of everyone. Without me, there would be no 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 15 weeks, or whatever is finally agreed to. Without me, the pro-life movement would have just kept losing. So there you got it. Again, the data. We noted this in this article. NBC News noted that the Public Policy Research Institute ran a national poll in February that found 64% of Americans think abortion should be legal in all or most cases. 64%, which is an increase of 55% from 2010. The poll was broken down as a political affiliation. 87% of Democrats and 65% of independents. All right? 65% of independents, 87% of Democrats, and 37% of Republicans say abortion should be legal. Again, the election becomes a single issue election. She's going to get a major number of women voters. She's going to get the black voters. There's an article on InfoWars today. I wish I could find it. Got so much stuff here. It's about, where is it here? Ah, here he is. That guy, James Carville. This is the article on InfoWars. She's going to get slaughtered. James Carville warns that Kamala Harris' horrible record will be exposed. Democratic political strategist James Carville warned his party that Kamala Harris will face an onslaught of political attacks exposing her record and past remarks that her campaign must prepare for. Yep, this is very true, and we're going to go through this. But it's bigger than that. Again, we'll be right back. Support InfoWars. A lot more to tell.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They did such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show.
Yep. Yeah, it was music that they were playing. Once upon a time, there was a thing called music. They had instruments. Everything's AI, we own you. Everything's synthesized. Yep. As one of the books, A Synthesized Devolution by Joe Duran, who writes Our Technocracy and other articles in the Trends Journal. Ah, all the vibe is gone. Anyway, the vibe is gone. The news is gone. We're giving you what nobody else does with the Trends Journal. And InfoWars is giving you what you can't get anywhere else in a whole broad range of issues and topics. So you need to support InfoWars. And you do it by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And people ask me, you know, what can I do? I said, the best thing you have to do is get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And they got a lot of help you both mentally, physically, and spiritually. In their physical end, they got the InfoWars MD. And it's these premium supplements, and they're discounted up to 25% off. And you only get these, again, at InfoWarsStore.com. The supplements that they are offering you, and again, you support yourself, you're supporting InfoWars. It's a 360 win. They're designed to help you boost your vitality and enhance your overall well-being. And again, you have to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So you support your immune health, you improve your cognitive function, You increase your energy level. Yep. And they have all of these great products for you. Ageless Vitality, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95, Prostate Support. Boy, you need that as an older cat. I'll tell you that one. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, Good Night's Sleep, a whole bunch of great products. So grab the reins of your health and wellness. You really need it now. And these premium lineup products that are now available at a rate that you can't get anywhere else, product levels that are excellent, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Yep, good night, sleep, nighty-night. So do what you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing what they can to support you. I like a little bit of rosé in that hot summertime. Summertime and the living is easy. Whew. You know, I talk about campaigns. So when I write about what I'm telling you about, they're not empty words. You see this? Love blooms on the campaign trail. That's me in 1971 with my former wife, may she rest in peace, Marianne. We started dating during the campaign and somehow ended up being the prime example that love and politics make a good combination, said Marianne. And it goes on that I was the campaign coordinator for this guy, Angelo Martinelli, who became the longest running mayor of Yonkers, New York. It's a large city. It's over 200,000 people. And I worked on other campaigns in Westchester County, which was the richest county in America at the time. And I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. And I designed and instructed a course called American Politics and Campaign Technology, which is how to run political campaigns. And I taught it at St. John's University. So what I'm saying about the election comes from my experience in the campaign field and as a trend forecaster. And going back, the reason why we wrote that about Harris selling the pro-abortion line, and again, it's not what you want, what you wish for, what you like, what you dislike, it's none of that. We wrote about it to show her hypocrisy. So again, making connections between different fields and why you go to InfoWars. 20 U.S. universities still require a COVID vaccine despite science. Hey, Kamala and Trump, where are you on these issues? My body, my choice? Let's not be sexist about this. Let's not be sexist about this. My body, my choice. You believe it's your choice to get an abortion? Fine. I'm not telling you what to do. Don't tell me what to do when I don't want to get your jab, Harris, and all the rest of you. And by the way, only the data, because that's all we do with the Trends Journal. 73 million 1 to 17 year olds in America. Between January 22 and June 2023, when the CDC stopped doing the numbers, under a little over 2,000 1 to 17 year olds died of COVID. But making them kids get the jab, don't go to school, don't go play. Oh, yeah, that's the Harris clan. And Trump gave us state of emergency on March 13th, Black Friday, 2020. So put out the facts. So going back to that guy, I was reading about what Carville said. He goes on to say, in the first 24 hours of Vice President Harris's campaign, she raised a record $81 million. Democrats have been significantly less enthusiastic about Biden than Republicans were about Trump until now. What is the key for the vice president to sustain this excitement for a candidacy throughout the rest of the campaign? PBS's Margaret Hoover asked Carville last week on the show Firing Line. So that wasn't a quote from Carville. That was from this PBS, yeah. The People's BS System. Carville cautioned against Democrats' initial enthusiasm. Quote, "That's the question," Carville replied. "And the first thing is to recognize what happened. What happened was that people wanted something different and that she just projects the fact that she is, you know, excited about the future. And there was no policy that anyone was pushing and there were no particular group that was behind her." Very interesting. No policy that anyone was pushing, no particular group behind her. It was just the general feeling that people wanted a different choice than Donald Trump. He went on to say, "And there's some good, not that, look, she's going to get slaughtered. They're coming out, they're coming," Carville said. "And this is just part of that. Will be no different than it was any other time." That's right. She won't get slaughtered. They will attack her on a number of levels. But what they're going to attack her on isn't going to sway her core platform. The people that believe in abortion, the LGBTQXYZs, she's going to get the black vote. Yeah, you could come out and say the terrible things she did as a prosecutor and how she prosecuted. Yeah. It ain't gonna, the facts don't matter. It's a soundbite world. Yeah, there will be no different than any other time, and they have got to get up and get ready. And they've got to be able to defend and attack at the same time. There is gonna be a time of struggle of definition as to who Vice President Harris is. And we better be ready for that. Get ready for that. What are you kidding? Here's my take on all of this. I believe, again, because what we wrote in the Trends Journal going back to 2023 and 2022, they were planning to get rid of Biden all along. It's a reality show. They did. Their timing could not have been better. I was asked to write an article for Sputnik, the Russian news agency, several days before the debate. I said, there's never been a debate in June. They don't begin until like late September. I said, they're doing this to show Biden's inadequacy. So then they could replace him, and it's in front of everybody's eyes to see the why. That was at the end of June. Then they played the game that Biden, I'm not going to quit. My family wants me to stay. What did Jill Biden say? You know, remember? Yep. That was the routine. Then the Republican convention happens, and a terrible assassination attempt on Trump. Boom. Flying high in the polls. They waited till after that was over and then immediately announced Kamala Harris. And again, I thought Gavin Newsom was going to run. I forgot all about what we wrote. And we write the magazine's over 200 pages, the stuff we write all the time. So that's what you got. It's one big club, and you ain't in it, as George Collins said. It goes back to the polls. Also, a sizable hate Trump segment of society, we wrote, would not have gone to the polls if Biden was running. But they're going to go to the polls for Harris. So the hate Trumpers are going to go out. And this is according to a March ABC News Ipsos poll. 54% said they had an unfavorable view of Trump. Yep. So they did this earlier. Rather than waiting for the Democratic nominee, the convention, because that's not going to be until later in August. They wouldn't have enough time to get the word out. It was all planned out. When Biden won, in our magazine, The Trends Journal, we said it's just a continuation of the Obama administration. Nothing changed. The Obama is still in charge, that whole gang, the whole club. Rahm Emanuel, they're all coming. All the names are coming back in. Again, nobody can predict the future. There are too many wild cards. Again, the wild card of Trump being almost assassinated. The market wild card. By the way, we took a break. Gold's now up to, $2,384 an ounce. This is the golden year for gold. When we made the forecast, it was 2,041. Now it's almost 2,400. The markets. The dot-com bust is a trend that we had forecast in our Trends Journal. I showed you the magazine. We did it back in 1999. AI is real, just like the dot-com was real, but they always speculated in various companies. They're doing the same thing now. You can see that there may well be a market crash. I mean, they're showing the S&P 500. The S&P stocks, 88% are owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. America, they call it democracy. Yeah, D-U-H, duh, M-O-C-K, mock, R-A-C-Y. Let's go back to what I just read about all of the money that Harris just got. What, $81 million? Look at all the money that Trump got, like $400 million in a couple of days. You got no money. You can't run for anything. The robber barons are running America. Grow up, everybody. We're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. The land of opportunity's gone. And you look at the connections of Harris with Hollywood, and that's what it is. It's a show. It's a presidential reality show. By the way, we, the Trends Research Institute, own that trademark. Presidential reality show. It's been a movie. They've been playing it out. And she is really tight with Hollywood. What, Rahm Emanuel's brother runs that biggest PR agency or whatever it does with the movies. Yeah, that one, the agency for getting jobs. Yeah. Again, Harris comes dancing out. Trump. Entertain the people, you understand? That's the old saying. And that's all it is. It's entertainment. And you go by the numbers. So going back, what could break it is Vice President Kamala Harris' campaign has raised $200 million. Wow. It was $81 million on Thursday, $200 million today. Again, they call this a democracy. Who the hell are you kidding? You can't run for crap if you don't got the dough. Harris is also making a very smart move on the Israel genocide war as the International Court of Justice, another caller, and which I agree. Trump claims Kamala Harris is totally against the Jewish people. This is reported by Mediaite. Trump doubles down on criticism of Jews who vote for Democratic Party. Just to show that Harris is not anti-Jewish, this is from the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Harris's views on Israel now enter the spotlight. So after reading through this whole thing over here, aides to Ms. Harris say she's unwavering in her support for Israel. She has been equally forceful in a condemnation of the October 17th Hamas attack. Blah, 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 blah. Before October 7th, Ms. Harris had established a largely uncritical position toward Israel. 3 months after becoming senator in 2017, Ms. Harris spoke at AIPAC, annual convention, a role that she called, quote, an honor. During the address, she boasted that her first act was, as senator, was to co-sponsor a resolution condemning UN Security Council call for Israel to, quote, immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory. In other words, you can keep stealing the land under the thing that God gave it to you in violation of the Geneva Convention, Article 242 of the United Nations, and the latest International Court of Justice to stop stealing this land. Her husband is Jewish. She's doing a very, again, it's a reality show. She came out against what she said was the terrible things happening to the Palestinians. You got to look at the polls. The polls have shifted. The majority of American people are against what Israel keeps doing there. Day after day, it's bombs away. Some 2 million people are suffering. She knows how to play the game. Trump is staying on a one-sided issue. And the issue is going to cost him as we see it. This was from the Wall Street Journal on the 25th of this month. Defiant Netanyahu defends Gaza war to a divided Congress. Very important. Netanyahu displayed his penchant for intervening in U.S. policies honed over decades, delivering pointed jabs at Democrats and sometimes lavishing praise on Trump. Americans don't love Netanyahu and that he's lavishing praise on Trump. He thanked Biden for supporting Israel in its 9-month war, but also sought to put the White House on the defensive for the U.S., quote, to fast-track additional weapon shipments. Yes, so we could keep slaughtering innocent people.
He also urged the United States to help counter a growing threat from Iran. Listen to this. This is from Netanyahu. Our enemies are your enemies. Hey. Your enemies are not my enemies. I'm Gerald Celente. I'm an American. How long has this crap been going on? They're not my enemies. They're your enemies. But, hey, everybody, swallow the crap. Swallow the crap. I'm in Congress. It's a crap swapping hall. He goes on to say, and our victory will be your victory. Hey, what victory are you talking about? What did you murder now? Only 40,000 people. Blew up people's homes, schools, hospitals. Destroyed the place. Oh, you call that victory? Yes, Salenti. Hamas was hiding in everyone in them hospitals and schools and everybody's houses. They're dressed in Hamas costumes and we're killing them. I'm totally against this. I'd want us to occupy peace. Having a major rally here. Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, Scott Ritter, Judge Napolitano, September 28th, with a peace. Save your war hawk crap for yourself, man. Not mine, Netanyahu. Not mine. I am an American. I believe in the founding fathers, no foreign entanglements, and you got the fairy tale that God gave you this land. So how far is this going back? Not mine. When was our country? Spirit of 1776? And you're telling me I got to go back to ancient history that's made up in chapter 6, section 8 of somebody's Bible? Harris is playing the right role in this. Trump is going the wrong way. Again, subscribe to the Trends Journal. The motto is think for yourself. We don't tell you what to do, what to believe. Here's what's being reported. Here's our analysis. And here's our trend forecasts. And am I angry? You bet I am. I want peace on earth, goodwill to all. I want life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness that they stole to us with the COVID war and only getting worse. And vote for Mr. Boogie. That's my choice. Vote for Mr. Boogie.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
Mm. What are your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not.
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right, do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, You are the resistance.